It is time for our weekly update with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here once again at 840 KTIC. Roy, this last week, I would venture to say that you're about as far planted on corn as you were a week ago when we had talked.
Almost exactly the same. I finished up with the little bit of corn that I planted on the 24th. That was a week ago today, and had no intention of starting beans quite that soon, and it's a good thing because I haven't turned the wheel since then, and my neighbors that farm on a bigger scale haven't either, so that's pretty much where we're at.
You know, and that seems to be the story across the entire Midwest, East and West Corn Belt alike, huh?
It is, especially in Indiana, Illinois, and that area. There's places where they just haven't turned a wheel yet, and that's got to be really frustrating for those farmers, but at least we've seen the effect of it in the markets. A lot of times we'll get a weather delay like this that affects one area more than the rest, and yet the price goes down because the market assumes because it's the 1st of May, a lot of the corn is in the ground, whether it is or not.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this uptick in the markets. I was going to ask you, is because we've been out of the field, we being farmers in the three I's, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa, have they been out long enough now that the trade took notice?
They have, and of course, my theory has always been that the closer the weather problem is to Chicago, the sooner the market takes note of it, and right now the worst area seems to be the closest to Chicago, and that's central part of Illinois. If we were in that situation in Nebraska, why the markets would say, Nebraska is flat and it goes fast and it's dry more often than it's wet, so we won't worry about it. But when it's close to home and they can see it on the way to work in the morning, why, then that generates excitement in the markets.
Taking a look at some local bids, you and I were talking about this before we went on the air, but again, we're seeing some soybean bids at the elevator above $10, even as high as $10.50 in Council Bluffs. So really some opportunities here, Roy.
There are. I have just a few beans left, but if I had very many left, I'd sure look at that $10 plus ticket and say, I think I'll take some of that because that's a good price, notwithstanding where it was last year. But I don't expect it to get back to 15 anytime soon, and so I'd look at that $10 and think that it's time to take some of it.
We've been talking about this delayed spring rally, and you know we're probably in the midst of it now. How long, on an average basis, how long does the spring rally last, Roy?
It's normally over by the 10th or 11th of May. Second week in May is kind of a good target to use for that, and of course we're just approaching the first week in May tomorrow, so on average I'd say we have another 10 days left, but that will depend totally on the weather, and if for some reason somebody gets the perception that the weather's going to warm up and dry out, this good price situation could go away real fast.
You said before we went on the air, it's, that end of the spring rally is more of a psychological thing than it is anything else, huh?
Well, it is. The calendar doesn't change. It's the same every year. And, we always have a wet spell, or almost always have a wet spell. It always warms up. Some years it warms up early, and some years it warms up late, but it always happens. And so you need to kind of be able to ignore those psychological cues and just look at the prices and look at the calendar and decide, when it's time to lock in some of that spring rally. Murphy says when the plate of cookies goes around the table, be sure and take a couple, and I think it's time to take a couple now.
Fundamentally in the markets, Roy, there are some things that are going on. China keeps being discussed, and we still talk about the production going on in South America, huh?
It's interesting to listen to the discussion about the demand both in China and the production in South America. And they're talking now that South American crop is the worst in history. And, going back 50 years, which, they weren't much of a factor back then. But anyway, the weather's been bad, and they're anticipating further cuts in the production once the reports are in. And then on the other side of the coin is that China is concerned about being able to keep their billion-plus people happy, and so they're laying in a stockpile of beans. I just read yesterday that Chinese appetite for pork is the biggest of any country in the world, and they actually, in China, they raise five times as many hogs as we do in the United States. So hogs mean demand for soybean meal.
Roy, we talk about South America soybean production. Is there any significant corn production that goes on in the southern hemisphere that we should key in on as far as what to watch for in corn?
There really is nothing even close to what the United States produces. South Africa raises a little bit of corn. There's a little bit of corn raised in Thailand and Malaysia, some in South America, of course, but all of those places, especially in South America, they have some pest problems that we don't have, and so eventually they may become producers of corn when they get the genetics that will resist some of these pests, but in the meantime, we're the only game in town, and the only problem with that is that right now there's plenty of corn available, and just visiting with my elevator manager here a few minutes ago, and I asked him if his perception was that there's a lot of unpriced corn in farmers' hands, and he said absolutely, even in commercial storage, there's just a tremendous amount, and that's probably what the reason yesterday the beans were up 30 cents and the corn was only up 3.
All right, let's kind of wrap things up for this week here, Roy. Things to keep in mind. I would reiterate what you said before. You know, we're at price levels, especially on beans. Sales might be warranted, huh?
Right. Watch your marketing plan. I hope you all wrote a marketing plan, or at least have one well in mind. And, if you did, it probably says something about making some sales in April and May. And here we are. Yesterday, the last week in April, and today, the first week or first day of May. So, keep that in mind and don't procrastinate too long.
Several ways producers can get more information from you.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
We could mention, too, that if you happen to miss one of these broadcasts on Fridays, you load them up on your website, too, right?
They are on my website, soyroy.com. Normally, I get them put on there at least by Saturday. So,
all right. Well, very good. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you next week.
I will be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, an update on the markets at 840 KTIC.